First, as it is a tradition here on this show, after a Cowboys game win or lose, we bring on the owner and general manager. We say good morning to Jerry Jones. Hello, how are you?
Good morning. Good morning to you guys.
Good morning.
Come on, Cowboy fans, get excited with me.
It's hard to get excited right now.
Let's all get excited about next year's draft picks. Come on.
Are you saying the season is over?
Let's just say there was about a 50-50 chance I'd either come on with you right now or that somebody would be cutting me down from the Jumbotron.
Oh, my God.
Jesus, Jerry.
Don't talk like that.
50-50.
Well, sometimes I get tangled up in my love swing. That thing's hanging way down. Yeah, I always have hope. You know, this was an important game for us. I was hoping that Cross-Eyed Indian wouldn't have a good game passing against our secondary. But hell, what the hell? You know what I'm saying?
I guess we do, yeah.
We have heard that phrase before, yeah.
I signed Regonk and Machine Gun Couch for a reason. Graciously overlooking their criminal history. And look what happens to me. Greg Hardy gets these pictures that come out, and then he doesn't play all that great. And, you know, that we had we knew his history. I don't know if y'all have heard this or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we knew his history when we signed him.
Yeah.
We accounted for that. We gave him counseling. We have restrictions on him. We told him next time he goes UFC on a girl, we're going to fine him. God, I mean, what more can we do?
Right.
Now, all of a sudden, everybody's criticizing me and asking me questions about him.
Well, I think they just think you shouldn't assign him to begin with.
George.
Yeah.
George.
What?
He sent out an apologetic tweet on Saturday night. What more can you ask for from him?
Well, I think plenty.
Well, I think the only other thing you can ask from him is not to allow 459 damn offensive yards against your defense.
Yeah, what about your defense? You starting to worry about your defense?
Worry? Drink is more like it. That's what I'm starting to do.
That's not always the answer, Jerry.
It's always the answer, Junior Miller, if that is your so-called name.
No, you know my name.
It's always the answer when your team has lost, what is it? We've lost 26 straight. We set some kind of record or something or another.
Six.
Six? Uh-huh. Oh, good Lord. Feels like 26.
Yeah.
We've lost a lot, but we're going to – the good news is we got nowhere to go from here but up. We're going to go up once we get the Rumo back. Once we get him back, we are set up and we're looking pretty. I expect Machine Gun Couch will kick into high gear. Defense will look good. We'll get Sean Lee a new brain.
Oh, God.
We're going to be set up. And, hey – let's look at the positivities here.
Hmm.
The squirrel, old Cold Beasley, turned in quite a game last night.
Good game. Really good game.
He looked good.
Really good game. He was skittering around that field looking like the old squirrel self that we expect him to look like.
Yeah.
Except speaking of what he looks like, you notice when he takes his helmet off, he looks kind of like a scaled-down version of an Allman Brother.
Yeah.
Scaled down version.
Well, he's miniature.
Right.
Yeah.
Miniature. And Dan Bailey shakily continued his record. His fine performance.
Now, the one off the upright made everybody nervous.
That made me a little nervous. When he boinked that one off the uprights, it startled me so much. I'll let you know I let a little pee-pee out.
Okay. Oh, we don't need to know that.
Thanks.
I won't even tell you what came out when Matthew scored that touchdown for the win in overtime. Hey, did y'all watch the game on the television set TV?
Yes.
Did they mention Gene's art collection?
Yes.
Yes, again.
Oh, good. Because that's part of my deal, you know. That's it's called forgiveness for mentions in my household.
Yeah, but how do you get the networks to do it?
I don't know, but I just had to go in there and promise them the world. And they have to mention Gene's art collection. And pretty soon, they're going to have to start mentioning Jerry Jr.'s fart collection. He's got his whole playroom lined with mason jars.
Oh, God.
Man, that's weird.
He's not supposed to jar.
So they'll cut to a shot of that. That'd be fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I guess. It'd be weird.
Hey, you know what Halloween and our season have in common?
Hmm.
They're both over. Good morning to you.
Okay. Jerry.
The despondent Jerry Jones. It's 8.